Well, I want to first begin by wishing you a blessed Advent. It's very challenging on this day to not get ahead of ourselves, being that later on today we're going to be celebrating. As you can tell, we've got chairs all the way back in the Great Hall ready for a grand celebration for Christmas. But this morning and this service are about the fourth Sunday of Advent, and as we have lit our fourth candle, and we're thinking about all of the things that are going on during this season of Advent. Last week I asked the Sunday school, as they were sitting in these chairs, I asked them, what are you doing to prepare in this season of Advent? And they had a very extensive list. I mean, they were wrapping gifts, they were packing their bags, they were waiting for people to come this direction, so they were preparing their homes for visitors, and they were making cookies and making different designs cookies and spending time with their families. They were doing innumerable things because they told me they knew exactly what Advent was all about. It was getting ready for Christmas. That was the whole point of this season, was to get ready for Christmas. Now, I wish it was that easy, but it's not exactly that way. There's a little bit more to Advent than just getting ready for Christmas. There's some things that we need to do as we spend our lives going through the many different things that are going on in our lives. It takes a lot to prepare for the things that we have ahead of us. And we like to think that we have them all planned out. We like to think that we are in control of the things that are going to happen in our lives. We like to mark these pieces of time and think about how we need to organize ourselves to get those things done. We have our list, our to-do list that are listing all these things. When we go to the grocery store, we have this list of things that we take there to purchase so that we're ready for the next thing that's coming up. We like to be prepared, and we don't really like surprises. We don't like surprises because it ruins the things that we have thought we had all under our own control. But the reality is that surprises hit us from time to time. I think everybody in here has had a surprise or two. And that makes our lives, we get a little flustered, and we have to readjust our lives to go around those things. Now consider, we've heard a lot about a Mary today. We heard the gospel of where Gabriel was visiting Mary and announcing that she was going to be having a child when she was in Nazareth. We had that. We had the Magnificat, which is her response to that. So there was she has these beautiful words in the Gospel of Luke. We sang some songs. Thank you, Adele, for choosing some great hymns that talk about Mary. The one was our Finest Lady. What is that? How does that go? What is that? Yeah, the angel Gabriel, our finest. What is the? I can't. Two. Da, 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 da. You have to sing it all together here. With our finest lady. What does it say in there?
Mary.
Yeah, exactly right. That's Mary.
Most highly favored
lady. Thank you. I had to go back to singing the song. I just sang it, four verses of it, and I can't remember it. It's our. So we have all of these things that are talking about how wonderful Mary is, how special she is. We think of Mary as pious and holy and patient and calm and all of these things that are going on. Mary has all, she was lucky to have have been the mother of Jesus, and she had all of these things going on. Just think about how wonderful Mary was. I mean, she, as 9 months pregnant, had to travel on a donkey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. How lucky she is. And then, there was no place for her in the inn. So, how lucky, Mary, you get to give birth to your child in a stable, really a cave, with all of the animals looking on around you. Real clean there. Lucky Mary. She had a great time there. And then, there was no place for Jesus to be placed, so that, she found the manger, which is a trough. So you got the trough as the bed, and you have the swaddling clothes, which is really the rags that are hanging around out there. These are the things that were happening around Mary at that time. And if as you read further in the story, you realize that Herod was going to kill all of the newborns. So Mary had to, because she was so lucky and pious and wonderful, she had to take her baby and Joseph, and they had to flee to Egypt to get away from Herod, and then later had to resettle in Nazareth. And they, Mary wasn't somebody who had great throne room and wonderful things. They lived and had to work hard and do all of the different kinds of things that people in that time period had to do. She was not somebody of privilege. She was somebody who was like all of us. She had to go through the struggles of life. The thing is, Mary was surprised when she found this out. If you heard what the words that she... not me. Not possibly me. And those are the way... that's the way things happen in life. Things happen to us when we are least expecting them. And it's about how we respond to them is what Advent is all about. How do we respond to the surprises in our lives? How do we respond to the things that we are not expecting? The things that we don't have on our to-do list, how do we be prepared for those things in our lives? That's what the Advent season is all about. So as we conclude this four-week journey in Advent, this fourth Sunday, we're not even full, complete weeks, because, later on today, we will mark the lighting of our Christmas candle. How are you preparing for the things that are surprises in your life? Because there will always be something. Mary responded this way. She said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Mary said, "I'm here, and I will do something about it. I will live in all of the surprises and all of the craziness. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to live the life that you have given me." That is our task as well. Things will be going on around us, and it might not match your plan, but you are called to live it. If you say, "Here am I," are you ready to take on the challenges? Are you willing to stand up for things that you might not think that you should be standing up for? Are you that person? That's what the Advent season is all about. The Advent season is about learning how to prepare yourself for the surprises in life. Not for the thing that we know is going to happen, but what surprises us on a daily basis. So think about that as you continue in the next couple of hours in this season of Advent. Think about how you are responding to the things around you. The surprises, the unexpected things. Are you prepared for those things? And are you willing to accept them and move forward, knowing that God is with you all the time? If you are, then you have figured out what Advent is all about. It's not about preparing all the gifts. It's about preparing something inside of you. If you can do that, you will find the peace and the love and the patience of God. Amen.